The scripture, it's fifth Sunday. Remember, it's when we receive our offering and tithes. It's Mission Sunday, but it's kind of a fifth Sunday. It's kind of a, wow. Sometimes it's nice to have a fifth week, a Sunday in the month, but I don't know. It seems like it gets filled up too. It makes it for a long month. You think you'd get a lot accomplished, huh? Well, we usually don't. It just carries over to the next month. But today, it's the fifth Sunday. I would encourage you to begin thinking a little bit, but also pay attention. Can you chew gum and walk at the same time? Okay. Sometimes I can't, so you'd be in, I would fit right along with you sometimes if you couldn't do that. But I want you to begin thinking about some things that has happened in your life, that what Christ has showed up, God has done some things for you. At one time, we used to have this as a testimony Sunday. I still want to kind of flavor it that way. I believe it is so important for us to recall, reflect upon what God has done in our lives. Because if we don't do that, we will pass it by and not think nothing of it and go on to the next problem or headache or whatever the case might be, not realizing that God just did a miraculous thing for you back then. Oh, when it happened, you remembered it, but then about a day later, you forgot about it because what? Other things come upon our path. To help us get into that direction or focus, I looked and talked about Acts 1:8. We'll get there, but it says, sharing your witness. God has done some great things in each of our lives. If we just keep it in, it really won't do what God's intentions were for His Word. Now, it's so easy to keep it in because we get sometimes bashful, or we think like, well, I can't really share. I can't talk in front of people. I'm skittish about this or that, or whatever the case might be. But really, God's Word wants us to witness. God's Word wants us to share with others what He's done in your life. For if you don't share what He's done in your life, how will those not know what He's done in your life? How will they not know that God of the history books that we think of as the Bible, it's alive and breathing and active today, but if we don't bring some acknowledgement to that, a lot of the people in the world, I think, will think it's just nothing more than what? A history book. A lot of good stories, a lot of powerful times, but I don't want a history book. I want a book that's alive. I want a book that's vibrant. I want to hear the things that are taking place today, whether it's in my life or your life or someone else's life. Isn't it wonderful when you get together with people and they begin to share something of a situation in their life and they had prayer about it and it happened to where it turns out that, you know, God showed up and took that situation that maybe the enemy meant for bad and He turned it for good. I mean, if we would just bring out our list from last Tuesday night's prayer time, it was a long list if we just, and we kept going and going and this and this and this, and that's okay. It's okay to have multiple things that need prayer because God is a God that hears us, and He will answer those prayers for sure as we give Him His will to be accomplished in those things. So I think God wants to hear our prayers, but I also think He wants us to reflect upon when those prayers are answered to say, hey, be a witness now. Talk to those around you. Give them hope. Give them something to maybe hang on to. That this same God that answered your prayer is no respecter of person. He will do the same for them as well. Now, I know sometimes we might say, well, I know this person, they need prayer, but they're not a Christian. I don't know if it'll really work or not. I'm going to tell you, God will answer prayer by His mercy and grace to even the unsaved. We find that in the Bible at times, you know. People that weren't saved, they had a need. Now, through that, they came to a relationship with Him. That could happen in this day and age. Maybe it won't. But we leave that up to who? God. And so, there's times in my early walk I would think, well, I don't know if I want to pray for this person because they don't go to church, they don't have a faith, they don't have a, you know, where are they at? And that's where I just begin to learn to say, Lord, by Your grace and Your mercy, You know the need of this person, You know what they're going through, and I just lift them up to You for You to, you know, answer them or be there for them or give them strength, whatever the case might be. And I think once I've done that, what I've done is turned it over to God. And he will take that, if this was the baton, I'm just going to hold it like this so they don't know it's me. If I would say, here, God, here it is, I just pass it off to him. And maybe his hand comes down and takes that baton. A witness. So we're looking and talking about testifying, a witness. In the world's side of that definition, it would be this: a person who gives testimony or testimony given for or against someone. You think of the court of law, that's where your witness comes up, often in that court. A witness can also be a guarantee of the accuracy of a translation or a transaction. Of a transaction. Yes, I witnessed that taking place. Sign here, this affidavit. Yes, I witnessed, they've changed hands, blah, blah, blah. You witnessed something going on. That's in the world's ways of looking at things as a witness. But today I want to focus on this word and what it relates to as the believer's life. I need to go to a definition here that's in my Bible. And I'll just read it right out of there. I was going to type it out, but I thought, why not just turn to it and keep from having to type it out? Witnessing. Okay, and this is taken out of Acts 26:22, where it says, "Therefore, having obtained help from God, to this day I stand, witnessing both to small and great, saying no other things than those which the prophets and Moses said would come." Talking about witnessing, the things of God that the prophets and those that had spoken back in the Old Testament and they kept prophesying those things, they kept witnessing to this is going to take place. But this word witnessing is I have it broken down better on my Bible, my paper here. Comes along the line of martoras, the Greek word. And it actually comes along with the area and the thought process of witnessing. It also comes with the thought of becoming a martyr. We'll get into that maybe a little bit. But witnessing, giving evidence, attesting, confirming, confessing, bearing record, speaking well of, giving a good report, testifying, affirming that one has seen, heard, or experienced something. In the New Testament, it is used particularly for presenting the gospel with evidence. The English word martyr comes from this word, suggesting that a witness is one willing to die for his testimony. Wow, maybe that's why sometimes in our times of today, people have a hard time testifying. It's like, oh, I don't want to testify. I don't want to witness to what he's done. I could become a martyr because they're going to hear me talking about my love and my fellowship with Jesus Christ. So we find that word witnessing covers a lot of ground in evidence, attesting, confirming, confessing, bearing record, speaking well. So as we look at these things, that's what I want to look at today. Biblically speaking of witnessing, it speaks of this, to tell people. And yes, it's a good chance you could become a martyr. Your life might be taken from you because of confessing what he has done in your life. Now, we can look at it from many avenues of witnessing for him. I believe in part of that witnessing part would be that of our salvation, and witnessing to what your life was like before you came to a relationship with Jesus Christ, and as you read his word and became understanding of the cross, the blood, the redemption, the new covenant, all of these things coming into play, that I'm a witness for him to say, he has changed my life. Has he changed your life since you've come to him? Has things in your life changed since you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? It's either a yes or no answer. Yes, I've changed, or no, I haven't. Generally speaking, I would believe if you truly are on the right track with Jesus, if you received him truly, honestly, as what he's about for you, your life had changed instantly when you said, Jesus, receive me. Become my Lord. And we begin to walk out this process. We become getting closer to him, maturing, perfecting these things in our life. We begin to where our hearts are opened, our minds are opening up to the things of the gospel. We begin to see it in clarity. These things are witnessing. That's what we're sharing with people. Because usually when you were saved, and you got back to a person that knew you in the old, they would say, maybe, hopefully, you've changed. What happened? You used to be this, but I don't hear those words coming out of your mouth anymore. You know, you used to want to go to these places with us when we went, and you had as much fun as we did. And now we invite you, and you say, no, I'm not interested anymore. You've changed. What happened? It's time for the witnessing to kick in. Well, I used to, but something happened to me. And if you would like, I could share it with you. Maybe the same thing can happen to you. It's freely given to me. It didn't cost me anything. Wow. People like to hear free, don't they? Free? Sign up for this. Free. I'll send you this. But you got to be careful nowadays. You put, you know, your email and all that stuff for something free, and they got you. Then you start getting emails for everything. It's like, oh, it's not worth it. Getting something free sometimes in this world. Sometimes free things of the world are not worth it because it just hooks you up to stuff that they want to push on you. But to say, what I've got is free, and you begin to share that, Well, Lord, you'll bring it back to me, please, if I need to. Something this week and how these things were kind of tying in. But as what the world does to what difference of what we have had happen to us, we need to be that witness. We need to share those things. Witnessing salvation, witnessing knowing that you have eternity secured in your future, that's the most blessed gift that you could ever have, right? And then you go on with life after being receiving Christ. And then things happen. Issues come up. Health issues come up. Relational things come up. Family stuff comes up. Job stuff comes up. Oh, you name it, stuff comes up, doesn't it? Has anybody had stuff come up in your life this last month? I'm sure everybody would say yes. And it's when those things come up, because I'm a child of God, that I feel like I have somebody that I can turn that over to, don't you? I used to struggle with it myself. I used to try to deal with it myself. I had the answer. I had the way. I had the means. I could do it all. And reality was, I was kidding myself, because it was more or less just eating at me, weighing me down, holding me back, keeping me frustrated, all of these things. As a child of God, I don't believe God wants to see his children frustrated. Do you? Are held down, or are bemoaning and groaning, and oh man, this is such a weight. Oh no, he will take that weight from us. But that's the time we begin to go further in to not just witnessing of our salvation, but witnessing and testifying and what he has done in our lives since that as well. Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive power. Acts 1:8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and all to the end of the earth. We are coming to that time of his crucifixion, his resurrection, and then coming out of the tomb and walking upon the earth for 40 days. And one of the things that he had told to his people, we will get there in just a minute, but let's look at this again. I'm going to add a little bit here to amplify it out when you get to that word power. But you shall receive power. Power? You shall receive ability. You shall have efficiency. You shall have might. But you shall receive the ability, or the efficiency, or the might, the power, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And that you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem. And it goes on. That there of, you shall be witnesses to me, the New Living says, telling people about me everywhere. That's probably our main assignment, is just tell people everywhere about me and what I've done to your life. They may believe it, they may not, I don't care, but just be telling people what I've done in your life and let them decide. And if they laugh at you, they're not laughing at you, they're laughing at me. I've had to get thinking more of that in the last month or two about you. You know, Lord, when we try to share things about you with others and they don't agree, they want to fight, they don't believe, they're not pushing it off to me. They're actually, you know, they're not offending me, they're offending Jesus as far as that. He's, you know, they're persecuting him, not me. I'm just the messenger. We always share that. Don't shoot the messenger. I am just the messenger. I just want to share. You decide. So the New Living says, telling people about me everywhere. The Living says, you will receive power to testify about me with great effect. With great effect. See, when we receive the power of the Holy Ghost, it's not just to bring us closer to God, it's to not just to give us the truth of God of an understanding, but it is also one of those things of a power empowerment within us, that it is no longer I, but He in I that's moving about. And He's just looking for that vessel. Looking for that willing vessel, and I see a lot of willing vessels here today, that all I want to become is a vessel of yours, Lord. Pour into me so we can pour out, and let it be that of the Holy Spirit, because you know what this person needs. You know what that person, you know what I'm going to hear Tuesday from this. You know, God already knows. God already knows where you're going to be Tuesday morning at 9:10 p.m. or 9:10 a.m. or Wednesday at 8:52 a.m. God knows where you're going to be. I say, Lord, prepare me for this week ahead. Keep me attuned to you by the Spirit. So we're telling people everywhere. We're powerfully testifying. The word witness in the Greek, we've already talked about that. And in Acts 1:8, sounds like a command. Okay, what's it say? But you shall receive power when the Spirit has come upon you in Jerusalem and all Judea, you know, to go out and be a witness. It sounds like a command, but really it should come as a natural result of the Holy Spirit within a person. Have you ever gotten to the point where you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you just, sometimes it's hard to hold in what all He's done for you? I get sometimes into conversations, and I've shared this before, people will ask a little bit about your testimony. Tell me a little bit about what God has come and done in your life. And I just start unloading. I just start, something swells up within me. Ooh. And I said, well, here's how it started. And you share a little bit. Are you interested to hear more? Sure, what else? A little more. And then before you know it, you can just keep going for hours, really. Hours of what Jesus has done in your life. Hallelujah. And there's got to, at times, have you had to have restraint at times to hold, whoa, I feel like I'm domineering the conversation. I feel like, you know, we don't have enough time, you know. We've got to pull back the reins a little bit. And I always leave it at this, brother. And it's usually guys I'm talking with. Brother, I said, I could share about another 2 hours of what Jesus has done in my life personally, the church, things He showed me, things He's spoken to me, things He told me what was going to happen. You might think it's kind of flaky, but I'm walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God has shared things with me. I said, not every day, not every time, but some major things in my life that dealt with this, this, and this. I can tell you where I was at, what happened. This one guy this past week was asking, well, when did you receive Christ as your Lord? When did you get filled with the Holy Spirit? You know, I said, I don't know. It just happened. I think in some of my times was little by little, you know, when I began to date, I was outside the church, my wife was in the church, and I started going to youth nights and things like that. I started going to Sunday mornings. And I know many times, you know, if you're a sinner, you know, you want to receive Christ as your Lord, I held my hand up, went to the altar and all, did all those things. But I said, I do know that when I really got serious with God is when I moved up here with my job and my career, and we can kind of go back on the date of that, of at least what year that was. And I tell you what spoke to my heart more than anything else that brought me into a time of saying, I need to find out more about you, God, because there is something that I don't quite understand. When guys come and help you unload a truck and they will not receive anything in return monetarily because they're just doing it out of the kindness of their heart. And these guys came from a church here in town, Assembly of God at the time, and now it's New Life. But these four guys came. That spoke to my heart. To where it brought something to that, to where I sat there and I thought, God, man, there's something here that I'm missing. And I got to find out what that is. And so we began that direction, and we went there one time to the Janesville Assembly, and it was wonderful. but it wasn't the time to be there, I guess, and God moved us for what he had planned for us, and we went to the other assembly that was in town at that time, the Rock Assembly, and we hooked up there for, what, 7 to 8 years. Pastor Borson, learned so much from him. And so I said, I don't know exactly when I received Christ. I know when I got serious with him. And I think a lot of times that happens. A lot of times we go up to an altar call, you know, we get moved. Okay, Lord, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. We walk out Tuesday and Wednesday. We forget all about it. Life happens. We don't get connected to the church. We don't go back. We get kind of like in and out, in and out. And things happen. I said, when was the Holy Spirit filling in me? I have no idea. Other than I know that he was in me because he was leading me and directing me even when I didn't have a true hard relationship with him. And I said, I share this, that I believe because God breathed into man, I said, that's why everybody, even a sinner, has the DNA of God in him and a part of the Holy Spirit, because that's how God's Spirit draws that spirit back to him. In some way, somehow, it may connect, it may not. It depends on that person, because that person has a will. If they want to fight it and resist it, God's not going to fight it and say, no, you're coming with me. I don't care what it's going to cost you. But he is. There's something there with God into each and every human being that's out there that has a pull to him eventually as things happen in their life. So I said, I can't tell you when it really came hungry and strong onto me. I said, I've just little by little have grown with him. But I can give you examples of what he has shared with me that some people didn't know and it came about. So I said, I'm hearing from him, and I believe him, and I trust him, and there's things I've questioned with him that I didn't quite understand, and I said, that's not right. I don't believe that. That's kind of crazy. I don't know this. And I said, God has always come back with a very kind and gentle word. It's not been a paragraph. It's always been, did you want to learn more about the Holy Spirit? Yes, I did. That's what I prayed about. Okay. God says, sit and watch. Okay, I'll sit and watch. God is specifically to the questioning and remembering and bringing back to your memory, what did you pray, Tim? I prayed that. Well, then sit and watch. And so it can go on many things about, you know, what God is speaking into our lives. But that's those things that, as I'm sharing with that guy, it's kind of like my testimony. You know, even though he's maybe a person out of a church, maybe I don't know where he's at, they're at with that of the Holy Spirit and the leading of the Holy Spirit. We speak of those things, like I told him, say God, and you get like, you know, 100 people. I believe God. Go to Jesus. Oh, it drops down to about 75 people now. Jesus, I don't know. Now, I said, if we really want to chase a lot of people off, say that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And now you're down to about 30 people. Because everybody else is saying, that Holy Spirit thing is crazy. That stuff is wild. Those people are, well, man, man, man. You know, and I said, I agree. There's some people out there that say they're filled with the Holy Spirit. They do some crazy things, and they probably are crazy. But I said, you know, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And I said, you got to just believe it and stay in it and let you develop and grow and mature in it. I said, if anything wacky takes place when I'm somewhere, I just say, Lord, if it's not of you, shut it down. I believe my God has the power to do that. It's not that I've got the power, but I know who does, and I'm just saying, Lord, I'm looking out for you. These people are acting this and this. Lord, if it's not truly you, shut it down. But, if it is of you, open my heart to it. Open my eyes to it. I'm not the, you know, whoop-de-doo understanding of the Holy Spirit, and I've got it all down right. I'm learning as well. So I don't discount it, and if it continues on, then I've got to say, okay, Lord, there must be something here. I'm not understanding it in my natural, even in some of my understanding biblically of it, but I trust you, Lord, and so help me understand. I think that's how we need to always address God, because he's a loving God, a caring God, a God that will develop those things within you, but he can only do those things if you're willing to at least say, I turn myself over to you, God. My will is yours, Lord. Teach me. Show me. Because I don't want to do anything that I lose you, that I offend you, that I mock you, that I think that person's doing that is of the devil. Who am I? Wow, you mean if that's really happening to this person over here and it's the Holy Spirit, and I'm saying that must be of the devil? Oh, I don't want to call the Holy Spirit the devil, you know? It's like, okay, I don't understand this. Enlighten me, Lord. So, and we have our times back and forth, as I'm sure you do as well. So as far as a command of one, a go ye be, it's kind of like really, it should be a natural result of the Holy Spirit within us, that power that becomes within us. Many times when we have been empowered by the Holy Spirit, you'll have people come up and share stuff and they go, I'm really not a public speaker. I really don't like to talk before people. I really don't, not. And it's those things that all of a sudden, but I want to share this, you know, and it's the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord says very simply that a Spirit-filled person has power and becomes a witness for him throughout the world. This is important, for it makes power and witnessing trademarks of Christian believers. You talk to things and people in your past, family, whatever, they come to know you afterwards and maybe some years later, and they go, oh my gosh, you have changed not only just because of salvation, you've got so much. I've never known you to be a person that would want to talk and share. And, you know, for me, when I get with my pastors' groups and things like that, I would rather just be quiet and listen. I don't like to be one of those verbally always talking into some areas. I'll just sit and listen. But if the Spirit in you kind of shares something in you and you want to put it out there, you kind of offer it out there. But the same way with that of the power and the witnessing. This is important, for it makes power and witnessing trademarks of the Christian believers. A genuine believer possesses both the Spirit and the power in his life, and they become by nature a witness for the Lord. It's just you can't help it. You can't help witnessing for the Lord because of the things in your life and the things that's taken place. Witnessing is not showing what we can do for God. It is showing and telling what God has done for us. Sometimes we get into that, well, let me tell you about this, and let me tell you about that. It's like, no, you know, it's God in me and what he has done, what he has performed that I'm sharing about, that I'm testifying these things in my life. In Matthew 28, Matthew 28, recalling that Jesus did tell the disciples to witness, Matthew 28, 19 and 20, it says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So yes, he's saying, go, you're my disciples, go share. But in Luke 24:49, he says, behold, I sent my promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with the power from on high. And that's what gets us into Acts. The infilling of the room, the wind, and all the sound of a mighty rushing wind. Jesus did know, and he did tell the disciples, don't try to go out until you are filled with the power of what? The Holy Spirit. Because he's the one that's going to give you the energy. He's the one that's going to give you the strength. He's going to give you the ability to witness. And I think as we have that power within us through that of the Holy Spirit, he, as we witness to whoever we come across, maybe that's that divine alignment of things of God meeting you and meeting this person on this path, that you begin to share something that they need to hear that happened in your life that kind of correlates to their life. And it's by the power of the Holy Spirit in you. You know, if you try to just witness on your own, it's just like, you're just, I don't know, I guess you're just telling story after story, and it's good, but it's just one thing after another. I try to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit when you begin to start talking about these things in your life so that you share what you need to share. You know, you could side, you know, you don't, may not go all the way back to where it was, the beginning. It might be something that happened just recently because that's what that person needs to hear because something recently in their life. And when you say that, it helps and it ministers to them. So in our life and as we testify, it goes out and it touches lives. I don't know how it touches them. I don't know what will happen from that point on. But it's not for me to worry about that. It's just for me to what? To just be a witness to show the world of God's love. You know? What he's done for me, he'll do for you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. And that's our witness. That's our love, showing that to say, hey, this same thing that I've got with Jesus, you can have it as well. Freely he will give it, you know, but you got to come to that relationship. So I look at, and as a pastor, I understand a lot of people's lives and what they're going through, and I tell you, I am blessed because I hear of so many victories. Amen? You know, things up in prayer, things that we're holding up in different individual lives, and I get a reply back or a text or an email or whatever that God's done this and God answered that and all that. It's like, wow, awesome testimony. But then I look out, and sometimes people out here don't know those things. And there's times I'm pretty timid. I don't know if I want to share all that I know. And boy, I tell you, some of the things I understand and come across in people's lives, it's like, oh, okay, you know. But I hear what God is doing in their lives. I hear how God has prevailed in that situation. And I just think, oh my goodness, Lord, what a great and gracious God. And how you touched that life and helped that person through a very traumatic and tragic time in their life. And how they didn't lose hope in you. You know, we had that beautiful word last week from Wayne and the things that he's going through with his personal life and his daughter, but how he remains strong of faith and he's not going to let it get him down to the point of discounting God or thinking that God has turned his a deaf ear to him. He just gets him stronger in. God is still my God. And I'm going to hold on to my faith, you know, all these things. And so you hear things of that. Last week was like a testimony of how a man going through that can stand here and minister the word of God. And minister it not, you know, fluffy, like presumptuous, like, you know, making it up, but he's real with it. He's going through life, but he's staying strong with God. And we all are going through life. And each and every one of you out there, I know, have stood strong in faith with God. And God's brought you through some miraculous things. And I would like to give you an opportunity here today if you would like to. You don't have to go deep into it. You know, it's not to tell you you got 50 minutes to share about it. But if somebody would have something that God has done, you know, and you'd like to share it, I would like to just let you know right now that there's a mic here and I will let you speak it because I'm a firm believer of testifying for God. It's not all just the message being sent out. It's to allow people out there to go, I'm going to give God the glory. I'm going to give him an attaboy, you know, whatever the case might be. Well, let me tell you what was going on in my life and what happened. And it's not to one-up somebody. You know, many times in my times of testifying, I would hear somebody with a miraculous one, and I'd want to share something after that, and I think, oh, man, you know, mine's like nothing compared to what this person went through. But in God's eyes, a testifying of what he has done is like this. Remember I always said, we always think that, oh, in the beginning, sin, 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 sin. No, sin, 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 sin. There's no degree of sin. There's no one sin worse than the other or better than the other. Sin to God is sin. I believe that same thing was the testimony. It's not like, oh, came off of cancer and drugs and got this. Oh, that's a high one. Oh, he answered your prayer about a sore elbow and, oh, boy, that's down here. Oh, you've had a job up here. Oh, no, it's the same thing as testifying of what God has done. It's all on the same plateau. It's giving glory to God. Glory to God. And it's the willingness to say, I just want to share with the people, Lord, something that you've done in my life. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just come before you today and I would ask for your spirit now, Lord, to fall upon us. Touch the hearts of those that are here. Father, maybe it's something that you've done, and maybe they can't recall it. Maybe they don't think it's viable for a testimony or a witnessing to what you've done. But Lord, I pray that you will just prompt them in the Spirit to share the love that you have for them, that area that you took care of for them. And it might be an area, Lord, that you know it's not totally, completely fulfilled yet, but you're helping them through it. You're giving them that strength to persevere, and you're making them strong. And they're going, I don't know how I can stay this strong in this situation, but it's only by that of God, and it's only by my prayers to him to help me get through this. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Shalakaboriata. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Just prompt someone, Lord. They have a testimony. Oh, this is the time to hear, Father, of your great and wondrous works in our lives, Father God. Shalakoporiata. Yeliara koriata. Kandariata shandadehi kotorota. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy tell you, oh, that's no big thing. Oh, you don't want to share that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Shalakaboriata da santadiata. Thank you, Father. Alrighty, Lord. Hallelujah. What we'll do is, at this point, go ahead and discontinue the recording of anything, and it'll just be kind of a in the house type.